You may remember the story we've brought you over the past few weeks and months about little Eleanor Oakley. Now, the three-year-old was diagnosed with a cancer that's so rare, her family has had to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars so they can go to the United States to improve her chances of survival. There has been some good news. The Oakleys have reached their fundraising target, but there does seem to be still quite some way to go. Jackie Oakley is Eleanor's mum.
We are really pleased to update you that we have been able to meet our initial target. So I think it's actually our GoFundMe target sitting at about $307,000 currently. So we're just beyond grateful for that amount to be showing.
And what will that money do? Where will that money be used?
As we've always said, that's our initial target needed. There seems to be some differing quotes that we've been given from different hospitals in the United States, but that will be our first stepping stone to get us over there and get Eleanor the treatment that she needs. So that will be able to help us, I guess, negotiate firstly with the hospitals in the coming weeks. We just finished Eleanor's radiotherapy and we're enjoying a break of treatment off treatment this week, and next week we'll return to the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne for a week of chemotherapy and another short break before determining eligibility. So at least we'll have that $300,000 there to negotiate with to get her over.
Talk me through what treatment Eleanor needs in the US and why you have to go there.
What it will do is direct an antibody directly into Eleanor's cerebrospinal fluid, throw through a little portal in her head. So if she's given the all clear in Melbourne in a few weeks' time to go, if they can't see any more disease in her head or that it's stable, so we'll have to see what happens there, then we'll fly across with a little port in her head and she'll have some dosimetry tests with the antibody, and that will be inserted directly into her cerebrospinal fluid, as I said before, and that will hopefully attach to any remaining neuroblastoma cells that are sitting on her brain.
And that's not available here in Australia?
Absolutely not at this stage. We've had some discussions with an American hospital who would really love to see the treatment come to Australia, and as would our oncologists in Melbourne too, but it's just a matter of getting that here and through our government at this stage. But it's still in an early stage of a clinical trial in America, but it has had some really encouraging results for children with this sort of neuroblastoma relapse that Eleanor has.
So you've reached that initial phase of fundraising. How much more do you think you need?
It's really hard to, excuse my sigh, it's really hard to know. I mean, our initial quote we were given from a leading New York hospital included Eleanor's radiotherapy and surgery that she's able to have in Melbourne. So we're grateful for that. But that quote was $2.2 million. So Rob and I really felt, I mean, we've always wanted to do the absolute best for Eleanor. She means the world to us. But, I mean, I just think that would have been unattainable for us. So we've had to luckily find another two hospitals in the States that are much more affordable for us and closer to that $300,000 target that we're looking at. However, it's still unknown. We have to a little bit different health system in the United States, and we have to still negotiate prices, and we do hope that some of it will be covered for Eleanor, but it's just really grey at the moment until we get through the next few weeks, unfortunately.
When you're there, you're also going to need money for food, accommodation, airfares and everything that comes into that.
Exactly. And look, if this were in Australia, Eleanor, our hospital would fly Eleanor to where she needs to go, and the Australian government would pay for her treatment if it was within Australia, and probably for one parent to go with her. But I guess the difficult part of this is there's myself as well and Eleanor's baby brother George, so there's the four of us to factor in. So we would have to look at how we could accommodate ourselves in America for potentially 3 or 4 months, because the antibody would run in two courses of treatment. And also, we're still having two kids in the States, and how we actually afford to keep them there and to do other things with Eleanor and George when she's out of hospital as well. So we need to certainly need to be able to keep fundraising and really grateful for the public's help with that.
Mm. So you set off on your fundraising campaign. Did you think you would get to this point?
We always had aspired to, but we've been absolutely humbled by the support of Tasmanians. I struggle to speak about it almost, because it's so overwhelming, and we're so proud to be Tasmanian that our friends and family and people we don't even know have rallied around our special little girl to try and to get her to America to get her life-saving treatment. I mean, there is so many things going on in Hobart, fundraising-wise, and, of course, the GoFundMe, so people just making donations straight to Eleanor's flight. So we are just absolutely wrapped with the support and feel really, really grateful to everybody.